WMFO in Medford. This is Rising with Sky Bar. We have some guests coming in about 15 minutes or so. Gonna play some tunes first. So, Spackles, guys from the Spackles are gonna be coming in. But here's some new stuff first from a band from Dublin. Once again, this is WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. I just wear glasses to come in here, and I swear to God, half the time I get discombobulated. Just heard Robotic Hawks with High Maintenance off their All Business EP. Band from Dublin, Sprints. Song was Adore, Adore, Adore off Letter to Self. I'm going to play a couple more. Try and get these chairs to stop squeaking, and then we'll be up with Sparkles. This is Arrows of Athena.
Don't ignore all my hands. Don't ignore me.
Had to wait for that last breath. All right, WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar, and I'm here with the guys from the Spackles. Introduce yourselves.
Oh, I'm first. Hello, I'm Spackle McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
My name's Murray Slurry.
Very good. These are the Spackles. And first things first, I got to get this out of the way. How'd you come up with the name Spackles?
Well, so originally it was going to be the Sparkles, but we're from Boston and we couldn't say the R in Sparkle, so we went with Spackle.
It wasn't. It was our friend Chris Major who tried to say it, and he said it Spackle.
So, really?
Yeah.
I thought it might be tied into the when you're painting, you got to spackle things. Not really.
I'd never thought of that.
See yeah, that?
Yeah. Wow, that's a whole new direction. That's crazy. You know,
spackle is like a keeps things together.
Smooths
it's like a
it out.
Yeah, yeah. Smooths
right.
it out.
Wow. Okay.
Fills up the holes.
Fills up the holes.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're gonna have to rethink this whole project.
Yeah. Maybe, see that?
Maybe we'll change the name.
You thought it was just a slip of the tongue and up. You know, but yeah. No, it's a, wow. it's a whole new meaning to spackles.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it. I like the way you think.
So you guys have, we've all been in the scene for quite a while, like the Boston music scene, right? For a bit.
Yes.
Playing in various
yes.
bands.
Yes.
Yes.
That is
yes.
correct.
No, well.
You not as much as the others. Can I use your proper name or are we?
if you feel you must.
I don't have to.
I hadn't been in a band since 1987.
That's still a ways. It's still 87s, you know. That's
but
not.
Then he took a few years off, like 30 years off.
About 30.
Yeah.
And then he pulled me out of retirement.
So that's how it formed. You kind of were brought back by.
The power of rock.
The power of rock. And the power and the firm hand of Steve Spackle McCracken.
But this Spackle lineup hasn't actually been together a whole lot. Long time, has it? Or
no, about 2 years.
Yeah, so it's fairly quick.
It's recent.
Yeah, fairly recent that you formed, and you put out a string of singles. Not a string, but how many? Three or four to this point, anyway. Not that many. Three or four, right?
Yeah, like
four.
Yes.
Yeah. Four.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Three or four.
Yeah. Three or four.
Four works in that ballpark.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play one of your singles.
Wow.
And then you're going to play one live.
I'm going to play something that has never been played outside of our studio, in fact.
Cool. And then we'll talk about, more often than not with my guests, we wind up talking about Lou, but that's just obvious.
We'll talk about Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Lou's going to come up. But first, I'm going to play a song, and when we get back, we're going to bang one out live here. This is I'll Be You. Is that correct? Yeah, it's a name.
Yes. Yep.
We're playing that. We'll be back in a... It's a quick one, so we'll be back in a couple minutes. All right, here we go.
Things to you, but you be me.
There you have it. That was I'll Be You by the Sparkles.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah, sounded great. You got anything you want to share about that one? Are you just going to go right into your song? Your call, either way.
Not much to say about that. Mm-hmm. It's just Beck came in with, or Spackle came in with the bass line, and we kind of fleshed it out from that. And that's how we work. One of us will bring in a little piece, and the rest of us try and make it better. And if sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But yeah, let's play a song. This is a brand new one. We don't even really know it yet. Got the lyrics here.
Sweet.
And
that's what I'm here for. Try out brand new material.
That's right. So if it really bombs, we can blame you. But this one's for like all those, you know, horrible bosses you've ever had, or horrible exes, or just anybody that gets too big for their britches and tries to take over your life. You know, things like that. And it's called...
Don't talk about me like that.
Well, you helped. You pulled from your own experiences. And this one's called Small Pond for now. And it goes a little something like this. Somebody gave you a cookie. Somebody tossed you a crumb. Now you think you're so special. I just think you're dumb. Somebody gave you a plan. Now it started to stink. Nobody adores you, no matter what you think. Small fish,
small fish,
small pond,
small pond.
And nobody's fishing.
You wish to be on top.
We'll just keep on wishing. Gave you a chance. I guess it went to your head. Now it's everyone's problem. We're all seeing red. No, it's not a big city, but it's big enough. And we'd all have to share it. Fishing.
You wish to be on top.
We'll just keep on wishing.
Keep on wishing.
Keep on wishing.
Keep on wishing.
Paint a picture for me.
How well can you draw?
I'd rather have Thank you.
That's a hit.
You think so?
Yeah, that's got to be a single. You got to flesh that out and make that real and make it happen. Yeah.
The bongos sounded pretty good.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
we've already recorded the basic tracks for that, so that'll be coming out sometime this year, hopefully.
Cool.
Yeah, summertime hit about hating people and
yeah.
I think that's the first bongos that I've had on the show. Yeah, and it sounded great.
All right,
might be the new style we're going for.
So we're getting paid extra for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Do the coffee shop circuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start booking the beatnik gigs.
So do you all both write, or all you like write lyrics? And like you said, you someone comes and you work from there. And
yeah, I brought in a bunch of these because I'm not happily employed, and Spackle over there drew from his own experiences.
Basically, I don't know. I mean, every song starts different. I mean, some songs start with. Sometimes Murray will bring in like a fully fleshed out song, but a lot of times we just start with a riff and then we add something onto it, and he adds some words, I add some words, and before you know it, you get a lot of words.
Cool.
And that's
is there a third person here that we?
There's, yes.
No, we, no. I mean, as far as like lyrics and whatnot,
just the three of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a solid trio now.
Cool. I'm gonna. I was gonna. So you guys are on Rumbar, obviously, right? Rumbar Records.
That's right.
Yes, Rumbar.
And we talked briefly off here, but how you met Lou, the head honcho at Rumbar.
Yeah, I met him back in the Abbey Lounge days. We kept going to see Muck and the Myers, and Lou was always there, and we'd always talk.
Yeah,
and Brian Martin, the guitarist at the time, you know, we kind of met them through him, and I remember Lou telling me once, he said, "Well, I asked Brian, hey, who's that guy?" and my wife, "Who's that guy?" And it's like, "I really don't know, but he's
I see
nice.
Him. So, I see him at all these shows."
Yeah, so we started talking and hit it off, and yours is pretty much the same story.
Yeah, pretty much the same story. I think the first time I actually remember talking to Lou was actually outside of Doyle's. We were leaving brunch and he was coming in for brunch or something like that. And we lived in the same neighborhood. I was in Roslindale, he was in West Roxbury.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then we were all at the same shows, and you know, and then now it's a love affair.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's hard not to fall in love with Lou and Lisa.
Yeah, they're great
Ida,
people
for that matter.
Yeah, they're great people, and
they are.
Talk about a supportive guy for his bands and his music. So this was like in 07, so it took a while for you guys to say, "Hey, we got this band that we're gonna put a few singles out," you know, because this was just a few years ago that
we were in a previous band.
Yeah.
And,
that also was
weary of the rhythm section. We're also on Rumbar, and Lou's always been very supportive of our work, and we love him to pieces.
We love you, Lou.
Me too. This is Lou's every third band I have on, because I get a lot of Rumbar people, which makes sense. He has a lot of good quality people, good bands on his label,
and us.
Yeah, yeah. You have a newest boom, bada boom. Yeah, that's what the bongos are for. I'll have to get the you'll have to come every show just for the bongo effect. Just sit in the corner.
He's in the neighborhood. You can probably do that.
You're a local guy.
Yeah, I live down the street.
There you go. Just hop in. I'm gonna. Your latest single is The Dotted Line.
Yes.
I'm going to play that. You're going to play another one live, but I'm going to play then we might get some, sneak in some Screw Cart, your other band that you're involved with, right?
Yep. That's I just started playing bass with the Screw Cart last summer, and it's a ton of fun, and hoping people will check that out.
Yeah, we'll sneak one in after Dotted Line, and you play another one. I'll let you tell me what Screw Cart tune you want me to play, but right now this is the latest from the Spackles.
Misery comes in the mail. dreams are broken.
All of my friends are broken.
That was actually this guy, our bongo player, who came up with that line.
You're responsible for that?
Yep. It was All of Our Toys Are Broken, but...
Yeah. Great song. I like that one a lot. And that's the latest single that...
That's me squeaking.
I know, the cheer...
That's more than you do.
The cheers are rough.
I'm just breaking wind.
Yep. It's like the Tin Man.
That's actually my bones.
William yeah, the Tin William Man oil.
Can.
Yeah.
William
I know it. So we'll try to avoid squeaking, and you can play another one.
All right. You want to do the previous single release?
So this is our last single. It's called Man with the X-Ray Eyes.
I'm the man with the X-ray eyes, and I can see through you. All the things you do when you're thinking nobody is paying attention to you. I'm the man with the X-ray eyes, and I can see through you. All the two-faced lies, all the alibis, and it hurts. Watch out, it's coming for you. Watch out. Watch out, it's coming for you. Watch out. Some people say they won't see it, but I see it every day. I'm the man with the X-ray eyes, and I can see through. A piece of cellophane to the truth. Watch out, it's coming for you. Watch out. Watch out, it's coming for you. Watch out. Some people say they don't see it, but I see it every day. Die. The best war ever that was all based on lies. We're wringing our hands, clutching our pearls, red-baited, greenwashed, we smother the world. But the flag is a sham, flying corporate greed, and the black and the brown are the ones who will bleed. If you open your eyes, if you let yourself see, you'll see the things no one will believe. Watch out!
Nice. Tell me a little bit about that one. Did you write?
That's lyrically that one's pretty much all.
I wrote most of that one, and it started as sort of a personal thing, but it grew into a song about empire, and specifically, I was thinking about the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's all of the wars that our empire starts. And we get lied to, and we send our kids off to die in these wars, and we subjugate and kill people around the globe in the name of CVS and Exxon and all those wonderful corporations. And
money.
And I think that the sort of amazing thing about the modern age and the internet is that a lot more people are starting to see what's happening. So
that song is, that's deep. That ain't just some little love ditty.
Nope, no, it's not.
Yeah. It's not like, I'll tape your eyelid shut.
I had something to say.
Girls, something to it. I like that. We mentioned, I don't know if we did mention briefly, but Screw Cart. What are they all about?
So Skrewkart is another band that I just started playing with, and
they were always your favorite local band.
They were my favorite local band, and so I was quite pleased when they asked me if I wanted mm-hmm. to audition for them. Mm-hmm. And it's some guys who have been around in a bunch of other bands, like the singer Mark Kennedy. He was in Toe Cutter and Ointment way back when. And then, you know,
I remember Toe Cutter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. So he's been in various different projects along the way. And the guitar player, Addie Love, was in the Drags, who turned into Noble Rot,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in the Abbey days. And amazing guitar player. I'm really honored to be playing with two amazing guitar players. Maurice Lurie here in the Spackle.
Oh, and go then, on.
And then,
but thank you.
And then Addie in the Skrewkart. And then Joe, the drummer, was in this band Vile mm-hmm. way back when. Like, this is in the early days in the channel, like maybe late 70s, I think.
Yeah. That's when I started going to see local bands, was the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah.
So I think he tells the stories, but he's been banned from a lot of places. Or the Vile was banned from a lot of places.
As the name might imply.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Joe's a very sweet man, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yep. He's a super nice guy. And, So we've been playing with them, and we've been recording some new music, and I'm super psyched to be involved in that project, too.
That's kind of cool. We're going to play. I'm not playing this off of my computer. It's off the board. So it should be fine. But if it fails for some reason, I can get some Shanghai Lows in. They have a new single out that's the coolest song in the world.
Top Operator. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah. But,
love that, Dan.
Yeah. This right here, though, should be the whole crew,
everybody,
right? Lee,
everybody's
Chuck,
awesome.
Everyone in the band.
Everybody's awesome.
It's a super group of sorts.
Absolutely.
Here we go with, I hope, Skrewkart. So anyway, it's all right. So let's get back to
I forgot that there was a Swaves in here.
No, that was something different.
Yeah, something different. That's why I trust what I get in front of me. But we're good. So I imagine at some point these songs are going to be on some sort of either a EP or hopefully at some point down the road that you guys are working on?
Yeah, we're going to put out a single every couple of months, 6 weeks, yeah. couple of months, and
that's the plan.
Yeah,
that's
a digital to keep Lou happy and, and keep the name out there.
When we get a pile, we're gonna collate them with some odds and sods and and make an album, and so there'll be some things that people haven't heard.
It'll probably be like a digital only thing, though.
No, we'll press it.
Yeah, we'll probably press them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
press it on
we like pressing
CD.
Them because we like designing
cool.
the cover.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love
it. And it's nice to have at a show. You can, you know, sometimes people like to take something away, and so that's nice.
No, I love the physical product, but a lot of bands don't do that now. They just throw it on the which I get to, but I love physical products.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have talked to people who just like, well, I don't even have a CD player anymore. Like, I don't have one in my car. I don't have one in my computer.
I need one. I have like 800 CDs, player.
I've got Laserdisc players, VHS. I love dead media.
The cars, I don't think you can buy a car with players anymore. From what,
you can't.
The new
cars.
You
have to put it in, yeah.
It's a pain in the...
And then that took us.
Yeah. Yeah, we've enough of that already for tonight's show. But, We get plenty of time. You can play one more here.
All right. If you want. This one will be probably the next single.
Yes, this will be the next single.
Okay. And this one is about a murderer from 1910 in England called Dr. Crippen, who may or may not have killed his wife, but...
Is this a true story?
It's a true story.
Where did you come up with this? Did you just research literature? You just read in a book one day?
Well,
and
I'm a film geek, too, and I like horror movies and stuff. And Donald Pleasance played... So you know Donald Pleasance, the guy from Halloween, Dr. Loomis? So that's kind of what Dr. Crippen looked like, too. So so I learned about it through this movie, and it's a pretty crazy story. And I believe he was the first... the first criminal caught by like radio telemetry or something, some crap. But it was radio airwaves that found out that he was nearing Canada on a boat, and they busted him and hung him.
So, okie doke.
So on those happy notes,
it's a happy song.
Yeah.
It's a love song.
Kind of like Cheese Wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No right. more that cheese. Take it away.
Dr. Crippen, how do you do? I got a lot of questions I want to ask you. Dr. Crippen, you had a friend, someone to stay with you till you reached the ending. You should have thought about skipping the dismemberment. I realize that you can't be leaving a trace, but the basement Crippen, don't run away. Your wife can't bother you, there's nothing she can say. Dr. Crippen, you shall survive. Madame Tussaud keeps your legacy alive. Woo! Woo! Thought about skipping the dismemberment. Public opinion can be an embarrassment. I realize that you can't be leaving a trace, but the basement isn't the place, and you wound up having to face the hangman.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a little love song.
That'll see the light of day, though, right?
They will, yeah. Stuff. That'll be out
probably a month
late
or so.
Spring, yeah. Early summer.
Just got to work out with Lou,
yep.
Work out a time.
And you do most of this from the house, your house, all this recording and whatnot. And
yeah,
the
so
barn.
It was,
the barn.
I have I found a place with a two-story horse barn that was actually literally falling down, and I resurrected it. I had a vision, and now, so now we have our little studio out there, and we record everything out there.
And that makes it super convenient, right? You don't have to saves expenses and whatnot, I imagine. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even put clothes on to go
out. you don't have to, right? You know these guys. They're familiar with it.
Yeah, we like when he has them on, though.
They've seen a lot of horror in their life.
Yeah.
But the recordings are done by Mr. Spackle McCracken. He's our
main
producer.
Guy.
Mr. Mixmaster.
Mixmaster Spackleman.
Very good.
And
see, this, again, it comes...
Amazing sound.
My spackle... is more appropriate for your name because he puts it all together.
You're absolutely
he mixes
right.
it. You mix better.
Mixes it. Makes it smooth.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you can be a hype man. How's that sound?
Yeah. I'm pushing the spackle thing hard. I thought it was all about paint. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. This has been a real treat.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. I get about 14 minutes or so we got to stop on it. But I'm going to play, I mentioned the Shanghai Lows earlier. This song was just Little Steven's coolest song of the world, kind of a big deal. So I'm going to play that, and I'll be back after about 3 or 4 songs and wrap this up. But these are the Shanghai Lows. All right, I'm going to be honest. That song was played twice, and I was going to make believe it was, but that was an error because I was talking to the guys in the Spackles, and I got sidetracked, and so yeah, it just rolled into the next song, and it happened to be a great song, so I don't mind playing it twice. But so that was bad feeling, and Shanghai Lowe's with Op Operator. But now this is a song. I got about 8 minutes left. I'm going to play two or three more before I get out of here. It's a band called Split System. That was Split System with a song called The Wheel. Before that, there was nothing. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, this is it. Listening to Rising with Skybar. I want to thank the guys from the Spackles for coming in. I'm going to get out of here on this note. This is the newest one by Speed Fossil. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. Here we go.